You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has registered 66 new coronavirus cases, all of them in Victoria. Victorian authorities say some people are refusing to be tested, with some believing the coronavirus is part of a conspiracy. More than 10,000 people in the state have refused coronavirus tests. Seven of the fresh cases are linked to outbreaks, while the cause of 28 of the fresh cases is still under investigation. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says authorities are looking into the reasons why people are refusing tests, including the conspiracy claims.
We are analysing that data to see exactly why people are refusing, but it is concerning that the report that I have received is that some people believe that coronavirus is a conspiracy or that it won't impact on them. So what I want to stress here is that coronavirus is a very contagious virus. It can go through your family very quickly. It can affect your neighbours, it can affect your loved ones, it can affect your entire community.
Overall, there are 442 active cases in the state. 23 people are in hospital, with 6 in intensive care. That comes as authorities in New South Wales are urging people in the suburb of Balmain in Sydney's inner west to be on the lookout for COVID-19 symptoms after a positive test for a Woolworths worker in the suburb linked to a Victorian outbreak. He tested positive in quarantine in Melbourne, then flew to Sydney when his quarantine was over. Federal Minister Simon Birmingham has told the Nine Network a national effort is underway to limit the impact of the Victorian spike.
It's incredibly disappointing and concerning that Victoria has found itself in this situation. Every other state and territory has successfully managed COVID so far, and we are giving all the resources we can, as other states and territories are also giving to Victoria, to try to help the Victorian government get on top of this and make sure that this does not become a serious outbreak that spreads elsewhere.
Victoria's opposition leader says Premier Daniel Andrews has bungled the state's coronavirus hotel quarantine program. A judicial inquiry headed by Justice Jennifer Cote will look into the program, which is being blamed for the spike in coronavirus infections in the state. There are allegations of billing broughts by private security contractors and claims security guards were poorly trained, didn't have personal protective equipment, and had sex with quarantined people. Opposition leader Michael O'Brien has told the Seven Network Mr. Andrews erred by having private firms provide security.
This has just been a cock-up from day one, and so no Victorian can really understand why Daniel Andrews decided to do it his own way, do it with the private guards as opposed to using police or Australian Defence Force people.
Two Victorians have been caught breaching border restrictions in South Australia. The two men were travelling in a car when they were stopped at a checkpoint after crossing into the state from Victoria in the early hours of the morning. Because they had not completed an online application form to enter the state and were deemed to be non-essential travellers, they were told they would need to self-isolate for 14 days if they continued on. The men said they would return to Victoria but were again found in South Australia 12 hours later. They received a $1,060 on-the-spot fine and were escorted back into Victoria. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, police say they'll be tightening their patrols along the already closed border with Victoria. Superintendent Paul Smith of the Murray River Police District says police will enforce penalties on those not following the rules.
Along the Murray River Police District, we will be having high visibility patrols and assisting health where required and enforcing those ministerial directions where required.
And police will randomly stop freight and heavy vehicles crossing into Queensland to check if they aren't hiding Victorians or anyone else travelling from the southern state. The move comes as Queensland prepares to open its doors to all states and territories except Victoria from July the 10th. Despite the increase in cases in Victoria, Australian Government Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd is optimistic that the caseload is stabilising.
The number of new cases being detected in Victoria continues to be significant, but has not been rising substantially from day to day, despite the very large numbers of tests being carried out. This is a strong indication of the effectiveness of the measures which have been implemented in Victoria in response to the outbreak. The figures are showing some signs of stabilisation, but it is too early to confirm.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.